My name is Shinsuke. I'm from University of Florida. I'm a plant physiologist. Today I'm not going to talk about the seed treatment product, but I'm going to talk about how we can evaluate seed treatment effects more precisely using the Lysotron system and mainly focusing on root development. So this is the basic schematic of our Lysotron, and it's a very simple system that we have the wood frame and two plexiglasses, one on each side, and then we put the soil inside, and the each side is going to be covered because roots are sensitive to light, so we have to make sure that the plants can grow in a dark condition so we can maximize the root contact on the plexiglass. Otherwise, the roots tend to grow in the middle of the container and we cannot see the roots very well. So this is the old design. Now we have the new design that I grow here. And this was made by the 3D printer, and so I will talk about this a little bit at the end of the talk. So this is the basic workflow. It's very important that when we do these experiments, we want to make a similar condition as the field. So for most of our experiments, we use the field soil, and it's also important that we maintain the same density of the soil. When we move the soil from the field, you know, we might pack the soil too compacted. Then that's going to have negative impact on the root development. So before we take the soil, we first measure the bulk density of the soil, and we know the volume of the container. So based on the soil bulk density in the field, we calculate how much soil we have to put in the container by weight. So we calculate the weight, and then we put the precise amount of soil in each container so we can maintain the same density of the soil as in a field. And then we can do these experiments using seeds or transplants. So that's going to be the pictures in the middle. And then the pictures on the right, that's going to be when we are doing the experiment. So all the containers will be placed in angle about 30 degrees. And the roots can sense not only light but also gravity. So we want roots to grow straight down and hit the plexiglass and then grow along the plexiglass so we can maximize the root contact on the scanning window. And we can get two image data. One is overhead images on the left picture, and then we can, you know, of course we can we will scan roots, and we use a flat-based scanner. So we just take one container at a time, place on the top of the scanner, and then we take the scanned image. And that way, we can get the best image quality under the same condition. at the end of the experiments, you know, of course, we can get more data, so we sample the plants. And then the sample plants, we can get additional root scan data. So we wash the roots, and then we spread the roots on the top of the scanner. And then we scan the roots, and then we can analyze the image using different programs. So this is the image from the Lysotron. So this is not this is before we sample the roots. This is the image that we took using the flat-based scanner during the experiment. And the left picture is the original image. The picture in the middle is the processed image using the software called ImageJ. So ImageJ is an open source software, so it's free. We don't have to, and it's very easy to use. And there are many plugins that they give you a lot of options. You can do many things. The picture on the right, that's the image processed by WinRysotron. So that's a commercial software. So it has more features that, and then it makes the measurement process a little bit easier than ImageJ. These are the image of the washed roots. So at the end of the experiment, we sample the plants, we wash the plants, and then spread the roots. And then we take the root image by the scanner. And the left picture is the original image. The picture in the middle is the processed image by ImageJ. Picture on the right, processed by WinRysotron. It's a different program from WinRysotron. Both programs are made by the same company, but WinRysotron was developed mainly for the images from Rysotron experiment. WinRyso is the software designed for washed root images. So each program has different functions. So this is the example of the experiments, the images we can get from Rysotron experiments. This was the experiment of tomato transplant. So you can see from 0 day after planting up to 12 days after planting, and the pictures on the top. So we took the overhead images, and then we processed by image J, and we can get a black and white image, so we can calculate canopy area. And what I like to point out here is that if you just look at the canopy growth, you don't see a whole lot of growth from day 0 to day 6, but if you look at the root image, you can see that's going on. A lot, you know, huge change from day 0 to day 6, you can see a lot of new root growth, even branches. And then after that, you know, the root growth is kind of maximized, but if you look at the shoot growth, that's when the growth becomes really rapid. From day 6 to day 12, you see huge change. So in this case, you can see that our plants are investing more energy on root development from day 0 to day 6. Then when they have a good root system, they can uptake more nutrients, and then now they are putting more, you know, growth above ground. This is another example that we are comparing tomato and pepper transplant growth. pepper, post-planting growth is always slower than tomato, and we wanted to know why they have different growth after transplanting. So we used the Lysotron experiments, and then we could see very different root development patterns between the two species. If you look at the pictures on the left, that's tomato. You can see root development more uniform from the top to the bottom. But if you look at the pictures on the right, pepper, most of the roots, actually 90% of the roots, were located in the top 10 centimeter depth. Okay. And then also we found that many roots from pepper, they were adventitious roots. So in case of pepper, they have more shallow roots because they have to generate a lot of adventitious roots, which take time, and then their rooting depth can be limited, and that can affect the post-planting growth. And the data on the right-hand side, it shows the root surface area at different depths. So the top 10 centimeter, actually pepper had more roots, 56% more. But if you look at the root surface area between 10 and 20 centimeter depth, pepper had 59% less root surface area. And the bottom 10 centimeter, pepper had almost zero root. And this is the experiment of soybean, and from day 5 to day 14. And if it's soybean or corn, because they have much thicker roots than the vegetables, we can get really nice root image. And so we found that actually we can get better root images from soybean or corn. And this is the last experiment I wanted to show you today. And this is very good example, I thought, to evaluate seed treatment using Rhizotron, because actually I was asked to do this experiment by a company, and I didn't know what the treatment was, but they gave us a seed treated with three different products. So it was untreated, treatment 1, 2, 3, and they told me that the emergence was really poor after the seed treatment, and they didn't know why. And I did the experiments using this system, and it was very surprising that the treatment number 1, you can see there is no leaves, but they have root growing. And you can see root elongation, I would say normal, almost same as untreated, but there is no branching going on. There is no lateral roots. And seed treatment 2, the shoot growth looks not too bad. Root elongation was a little bit inhibited compared to untreated, but their lateral root growth was more promoted compared to untreated. And seed treatment 3, I found that the seed, the root elongation was more promoted compared to untreated, but less number of laterals. So I think they didn't have a quite good formula of the treatment, that it had different effect on different root development component. And so I didn't know what the products are, but it could be like different ratio of auxin or cytokinin that can have different impact on root development. But unless you see the roots, we don't know why you are seeing, you know, different effect from what you expected on above ground. And finally, so this is a new design of the Rhizotron. And this is not the newest design, but we made this using the 3D printer. And it has the basic schematic, but the assembly is much easier with this design. And also because we are making this by 3D printer, we can do a lot of customization. We can make injection port on the side of the container. We can try many different things with 3D printer. So, you know, if you have any special product that you like to test under special condition, then you know, Razotron is going to be a good evaluation technique. Okay. So that's what I have today, and so we just finished all the presentation for this workshop. So I'd like to ask all the presenters to come to the front. So now it's going to be a question time, and so we can start an open discussion. Okay, well, thank you so much for saving all the questions until now, but this is the time. So, do you have any questions for any speakers?
Yes. You mentioned 3D printing for your Razotron. Is that is your design available online?
No, it's not available online, but we are trying to apply for a patent, and then what I hoping to happen is we can make the Razotron container for, you know, other scientists if they like to use, you know, if they like to purchase, you know, we'd like this to be available if they like to buy.
Yeah.